Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Chamisha, the fifth chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Tumin Musaf, in the laws of the daily and the additional sacrifices in the Sefer Avodah, where in the previous Perek we were discussing regarding what's every single day. In this Perek we discuss what's every single Shabbos regarding the organizing of the Lechem Apanim of the 12 showbreads. As the Rambam begins Halacha regarding the positive commandment. Mitzvah Saseh is a positive commandment. L'sad Lechem Apanim, to organize and put in order the showbreads, B'chol Yoyim, Shabbos, every single Shabbos, Ala Shulchan, on the table of Nei Hashem, that's in front of Hashem, Mehechel, in the sanctuary. Shem like says the pasuk Yikra. But Yom HaShabbos, B'Yom HaShabbos, every single Shabbos, Yarchen HaKoyin, B'Germ of the Koyin, should organize it and set it there on the Shulchan. Now, Halacha Beis tells us how much and how is it on the Shulchan. So, V'Dava Bar B'Torah, it's clear in the Torah, Shushtei Mesir Chalas, that there's 12 breads. Kol Chalas Shnei Esrayim, every single bread is 2 Esrayim of flour. And they would be organized and set in two orders. Sheish chalas b'chol seder, there's 6 breads in every single order, which would be chal gabe chal, 1 chal on top of the other one. Uvein kol shtei chalas, and between every 2 breads, because it's going up a pile of 6, you didn't pile up one on top of the other, you had shleish kanim shel zav, 3 golden rods, so that the wind should blow, there should be air that should ventilate between the breads. And they would support every single set with 2 kesavis, which were like these golden sticks that were like beams that were standing on the ground that went high up above the shulchan, very much so, and that supported the sets. And v'naisim b'tzad kol maracha, additionally, they would put on the side of every single one of these sets, there was 2 sets, kli shish becomes levaina, a vessel that had in it a handful of frankincense, like it says in the pasuk over there, v'nasata alamanecha, said you're going to put on the set, levaina zaka, pure frankincense. Ukli zehu anikra, and what's this vessel called? It's called a bazach. Nimtzu comes out, shnei kumtzi levaina, b'shnei habazichin, that with these 2 fists, these 2 handfuls of frankincense in these 2 spoons, because each set, there was 2 sets, had 1 spoonful of frankincense. Now, b'shalayim hoy labazichin, that actually these spoons actually had a bottom, in contrast to the other vessels, which didn't, because we didn't want you to put it down. Here, we want kedishin nuchum al-shulchan, that you could put it on the shulchan. We don't want you to support it with the bread, because it would break the bread. So it actually had a bottom that you could put it on the shulchan. Now, Halacha Gimel tells us that these 2 elements are actually ma'akev all of them. That is shnei hasedarim, ma'akev and zezeh, the 2 orders, which is the 6 and the 6, they're integral one for the other. Ushnei habazich makmezeze, and the 2 spoonfuls are integral one for the other. And vasadarim habazich makmezeze, and the orders of the breads, and the spoonful of the frankincense are also integral one for the other. Moreover, ve'im achanchas al-shulchan, you cannot inaugurate the shulchan, ilo b'lechem upon the Shabbos, only with the placing of the showbreads on Shabbos. And miyom ha-Shabbos liyom ha-Shabbos, from week to week, on from Shabbos to Shabbos, meitzin has lechem shusham, they would take off the bread that was there al-shulchan from the Shabbos, and Shabbos Shabbos from the previous week, from the previous Shabbos, m'sadim lechem achad, then they would put in order other breads. And the breads that they would take out, this is the breads that would be divided by the 2 groups, which there was the incoming group that started that Shabbos Avnun, the outgoing group from the previous week, and they would divide it with the Kohen Gadol, which we explained in the previous parak, and they would eat it. Halacha Dalad now tells us regarding the how is this actually organized in the sense of how it was on the Shulchan. So, b'kitzim esadnes alechem, how do you organize the breads? So, arbo kan nechnasim. So, you have 4 kan that enter. Shnayim b'yod m'shnei sedarim. 2 are holding these 2 orders of the breads. Ushnayim and 2 of them b'yod m'shnei mezichin, holding 2 spoonfuls of frankincense. V'arbo makdim lefneim. Now, there would be some 4 of the kan that would go in front of these 4. Shnayim 2 litol shnei sedarim to take the 2 orders, meaning one's taking 6, the other one's taking 6. Ushnayim litol shnei mezichin, and 2 to take the 2 spoonfuls, each one taking 1. Shayisham al shulchan, which was there on the table. Now, hanachnasim, the ones who are coming in, bringing the new breads and the new spoonfuls of frankincense, in the matzav, and they would stand in the northern part, which is more sanctified, ufnei ladam, and there we'd be facing to the south, because they're bringing in the new. Vayitzin, the ones who are going out, in the badam, they would stand in the south, ufnei ladam, and they would face towards the north. Elo meishchen, ve'lo manichen, so these would be pulling it off, because they're taking the old, and these would be putting it on. And v'tivchashazah, a handbreadth of this one is within the handbreadth of the other one, meaning it's literally as this one's going off, this one's going on. Shlomik says a passing in Shemais, lefonai tamid, the lechem upon has to be in front of me constantly, so it has to be constantly there, so that when the other one's being taken off, the other one's being put on. Halacha hey, yatsu. So they would go out with the old breads, v'noshnos alechem shayitzu, and they would take out the breads that they took out, al shulchan zav, acher, on a different golden table, Shahi Bulum, which was in the antechamber, in contrast to the Shulchan Hazav that was in the Heichel where the bread was on all week, Victoria Bezichin, and they would burn the spoonfuls of the frankincense. And then they divide the breads amongst the Kohen Gadol, who took half, and then the two groups that took half of those halves. Now, if Yom Kippurim fell out on Shabbos, which there's no eating of the breads right now because Yom Kippurim was fasting, so, then the breads would be divided in the evening. Now, Lech Abav tells us, how was the Lechem Apon actually made? Ketzen Maisel Lechem Apon, what is the order, what is the process of making the Lechem Apon? So maybe Arba v'Esrim Sim Chitim. First, it would bring 24 saw, which is a certain amount of a measurement, of wheat. Harum l'menachas, which are fit to make the flour offerings from, which is a certain criterion, and that's the same type of wheat you take for the lechem upon. The shofenaisim, they would beat it with their hands, with their fists, or bite them, they kick it with their feet. Kashar chitim menachas, like all the other wheat of the flour offerings, which has a certain amount after you have to pound it and beat it. And v'teichen and isim, they grind it, and then they sift from that which they ground. Ba'achas esinafa, in 11 different sieves, the sifters, to go ahead and really refine it. Arba of esim isaren silas, 24 isaren, a certain measurement, of flour. Ba'isim mehem, shtei mesi chalas matzahs, and from that flour they would make 12 chalas, which were matzah unleavened. Now, let's say le'nipo isim ba'achas esinafa, let's say they didn't sift it in 11 different sifters. So yishalo hitzin mesim arba simo, they didn't take it from a larger quantity of 24 sim saw of wheat. Ultimately, if you made flour, whatever the situation is going to be valid. Because this that we said, certain measurements that has to come from that quantity and that amount of sifting, was only said as an initial mitzvah, but after the fact it's going to be valid. Halacha zayin, now lishasen, the kneading of that dough, varichasen, and the shaping of it, bachutz, was done out of the azar. But the baking was done inside in the azar. Kashar menachas, like all of the menachas, which that's part of the sanctification process. Now, v'loshen oisin achas achas, when they would need it one at a time. But v'ifin oisin shtayim shtayim, they would be baked two at a time. Halacha ches, u'shleisha tefusin shalzav ha'ilham. Now, there were three different forms of containers of gold that was made for these lechem apanim. Echad, one of them shenoisin b'achala, which you would put in the dough, the bread v'hibatzik, when it was dough, to shape it. V'asheni, the second one, shalifin oisin b'ach, that would be baked in. And v'ashleisha, the third one, shenoisin oisin b'ach, that they would put into that one, k'shiroi doisin natana, when it was taken out of the oven. And the reason is kedesh l'itaskaka, that it shouldn't be ruined. In other words, it's very thin. If you don't put it in a form, it's going to get ruined. Now, since after the baking it gets blown up, you can't put it back into the original shape, which because it's too small, so you have to put it into a third one, which is a little bit bigger than the previous one. And again, and you don't want it to fall apart, so they had it in that third form. Halacha tas. Now, kol chal mehen murubas. Every one of these breads were squared. It doesn't really mean an exact square, as Rambam is about to explain, but it just means it wasn't round. Shemak says the pasuk lechem upon them, the bread of the faces. What does that mean? Sheila upon them, which have many faces, as we're going to describe, that it was turned up like a face. Oyduch kol chalam, and the length of every single one of these breads was asar tefachim, 10 hand breadth. Beruchem, and its width was chamish tefachim, a 5 hand breadth. And beruma, and its height was shevet tzbos, was 7 finger breadths. Now, the hashulchan, the table that the breads were on, arko, its length is shnei masa tefach, is 12 tefachim. Beruchem, its width is shish tefachim, a 6 tefachim. Now, it would seem to match up, but the thing is, neisen urcha chala, you actually put the length of the chala, al ruicha v'shulchan, on the width of the shulchan. The reason for that is because the length of the chala, if it was flat, was like almost as long as the length of the table, and the width almost as big as the width of the shulchan. The problem is, but since there was two orders, shtei maroches, so you couldn't put it, but the length of the breads according to the width of the table. Now, but as we just described, nintz, as it comes out, a chala yitzah shnei tvachim akan, shnei tvachim akan, it's actually sticking out now. If you're putting the length of the breads along the width, which we said the length is 10 tvachim, and the width of the shulchan is only 6, so you have an excess of 4, so you have 2 tvachim sticking out on one side, 2 tvachim 6 sticking out on the other side. Says the Rambam, no problem. You fold over that which is extending out on either side, you fold it up, which like that's like a face. And now it remains between the ends. In the chala, you have a gap, you have a space in the middle. And that's how you shape the breads. And so too, you would put one bread on top of the other bread, until you had organized 6 breads, one on top of the other, which we said you had those rods separating them. So you did on the second set, also 6 breads too, and again, you made like a face, like a box, because you had to fold it over, and then you fold it over, and you had that gap in between, so you have 2 tvachim, 2 tvachim, and 2 tvachim in the middle. Now, Halacha Yud tells us regarding the avodah of making the breads, what's the Shabbos and what's not. So, in Afiyas Lechem Apanim, the baking of the showbreads is not Deiches HaShabbos, does not override the Malachas of Shabbos, but Lois Yom Tov, neither of Yom Tov. Rather, they would bake it before Shabbos, and they would organize it on the table the next day. And let's say you have the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, making it into what's called a 3-day Yom Tov. You have Thursday, Friday, Shabbos. So then they would bake it on Wednesday, because it's not Deicha, it's not an integral Malacha of the Avoida to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You have to do it from before Shabbos. Moreover, not even organizing the rods, or taking the rods, is Zeichel Shabbos, overrides Shabbos, El Radim, Erev Shabbos, from before Shabbos, Nichnas Vashamtim. They would come and take away the rods. But Nisn Lo'ich HaShulchan, they would put on the length of the table, which is between the two orders of the breads. Uve Echad B'Shabbos, and on Sunday, Nichnas Vashamtim, the Kohen Ben Chalas, they would come put it back in the rods to give the space between the Chalas that they don't get moldy. But again, moving and removing and placing them there are not integral for the Avodah, and therefore you're not even move those rods, which are muktzah, on the Shabbos itself. Rather, you have to do it from before Shabbos and after Shabbos. Now, Halachi Beis tells us regarding what is a problematic in regards to the organizing of the Lechem Panim, what's not. So if, let's say, Seder HaLechem B'Shabbos K'mitzvah, let's say some the Kohanim put, they organize the breads on the Shulchan, on Shabbos, as the mitzvah is supposed to be. But they did not place the spoonfuls of frankincense until the next day, until after Shabbos. Now, but the Shabbos, the next Shabbos, as the avodah is supposed to usually be, if it's done the right way, they go and they burn the frankincense. So the breads have become invalidated because it's what's called, you didn't do karva matik mitzvasi. The permitter of the breads is when the frankincense is burnt. But it wasn't on the requisite 7 days because it was only put there after Shabbos. So the bread is invalidated, and moreover, in the Kaddish, it was never even sanctified. It only becomes sanctified through the frankincense, and therefore one's not going to be liable, let's say, for pigul nice of a tameh on it. Let's say both the breads and the spoonfuls of frankincense were only placed on Sunday. And then the frankincense was burnt after the coming Shabbos. The bread's not sanctified, and it's invalidated, because it wasn't put on Shabbos, it's taken upon Shabbos. Let's say you actually burnt the bezichin on Shabbos, in other words, on the second Shabbos, meaning where it went over a period of Shabbos to Shabbos because you waited for the following week, then the bread's not invalidated. As the Rambam explains, as Ketzah Yasser, actually, what should a person do? What happens if he did that? They didn't do it on Shabbos. Sunday they went and they put on the breads and the spoonful of frankincense. So it's like we just described in the previous halacha. Leave it there on the shulchan on the table at Shabbos. Let it pass. Let it start, because it only gets activated when it's starting on the Shabbos and ending on the Shabbos. But you put on Sunday. So let it pass a Shabbos. And they're remaining there organized on the shulchan. And then you'll burn the spoonful of frankincense. Then the coming Shabbos, after the Shabbos that it was already on there and already organized from the Sunday before that. Because even if the bread remains there with the spoonful of frankincense on the table, it's not a problem. It does not become invalidated, and as long as it went from Shabbos to Shabbos, it's going to be okay. Let's say the bread and this bezichin were organized on Shabbos as it's supposed to be. But you only burnt the spoonful of frankincense after Shabbos. Bein lachas Shabbos zu, bein lachas Shabbos achar sabo, whether after this first Shabbos, whether after a different Shabbos, nifsal lechem, the bread is invalidated. It's like kachim that were invalidated. Now, ultimately, it was activated. They were both able to be done the right way, but ultimately, you burned the bezichin at the wrong time, so it's like kachim that came invalidated. Shechayav nalem, where he will be liable on them. Mishum pigol benoise v'tamei, if let's say he had a machshava that it should be chosaz manoi, or it was left over time, or became tamei kamei shabbo, like will be explained, hilchas b'slo mikdashin, that's going to apply to this. A situation where it was both put there on Shabbos and it passed the Shabbos, but it actually sacrificed on the Sunday of his bezichin. Now, look at Tezvav related regarding the order of the lechem upon him. Nifisachal achas min alechem. Let's say one of the breads got broken from the breads that were on the shulchan. So it depends. Imach lehisal lechem ala shulchan nifrasa. If before the breads were removed from the table, the bread broke It's alechem pasul, so the bread is invalidated because they have to be 12 intact breads. And the inamak to love is a bezichin. You're not going to go ahead and burn the spoonfuls of frankincense because it's like a mincha that was missing before the kmitza was done. Where you don't even do the kmitza because it's invalidated. That's essentially what the bezichin is of the frankincense to what the lechem upon them is. Now, but after the bread's already taken off the table, only then did they break. Then okay, alechem pasul, the bread's going to be invalidated because it's missing. But a machtel of a bezichin, you will burn the bezichin on the mizbech because that's similar to a case of when the leftovers of a mincha became lacking between when the kmitza was already done and the akhtar, where then you're going to burn the kmitz, but the shrimp are going to be forbidden to eat. Here it's like it was already taken off, so it's already like the kmitza was done, so to speak, which is essentially what the bezichin already ready in that state, and that's what you burn. So you'll burn that, but the lechem is going to be invalidated. Lach the zayin. However, let's say it already reached the time for the bread to be removed. Even though it wasn't even removed, which we said in the previous halacha is very important, was removed or not, it's like it's already removed, because it's oimed. Whenever you have something that's ready for that, it's like as if it was done. And therefore, if the bread breaks at that point, even though it's still on the shulchan, you will burn the spoonfuls of the frankincense, even though you had not removed the set of the breads. Now, let's say one of the orders of the breads became tamei, bein lefnei haktar or bein la'ach haktar, whether before you burnt the bezichon or after, or yishnit me'echad min ha'bezichon, or let's say one of the spoons of the frankincense become tamei, ha'tamei mitamasei ba'tar b'tarasei, the tamei remains tamei, and the tar remains tahar, and you'll treat them accordingly as the tamei and the tar one, where one will not affect the other one.